Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Question of the day time. What sports moment in your own playing career still haunts you to this day? Let us know on the text line 713-572-4610. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie today. Colin Neal holding things down for Figgy Fig. And of course, John Lopez with this as always here on In the Loop. We shared some earlier. I imagine
this
we could
get fun.
I imagine we could still go around the room a few times with some
of
the tales.
I'm anticipating the text that y'all saw at the beginning of the show.
Oh, yeah. You haven't seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen
it.
And
by the way, this is obviously a result of what happened in the LSU-Arkansas semifinal last night. Usually you're like, oh, they choked, and you kind of like point and laugh. I'm just sick for that kid. Charles Davelin was the left fielder. But it wasn't just his drop in left field and completely misreading the ball, first of all, but then dropping the ball. The Razorbacks, by the way, have never beaten LSU. They're 0-5 in the College World Series.
Yeah,
and they were up 2 runs. Horrible throwing error by the second baseman to put a runner on base. That would have been out number one. They basically could have gotten 5 outs to end the game and advance to face Coastal Carolina in the World Series championship. So there's that. Runner gets on first, ends up runner on first and second. Then an absolute candy of a double play ball goes to the shortstop. And the runner coming out of the box was very slow. I mean, it was just an automatic double play. He decides to throw it to third base to get the lead runner out, which in that case, a double play ends the game.
And did you say they were up two?
They were up two.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Don't worry about the lead runner.
That guy. So he misses. He doesn't do the double play. Gets the guy at third, but who cares? Then there's this kind of sinking liner, very playable to left field. Dude misreads it. That Davelin kid misreads it, bounces off his gloves, hits his shoulder, 2-run score. Yada yada yada. The Tigers end up winning the game. Just say he was just bawling, crying afterwards. I felt sick for him, and it's going to haunt him the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. So rather than like, hey, your sports, you know, moment that haunts you or whatever. No, your literal sports moment that still haunts you. High school, college, pro, whatever. If you're listening and you played pro, salute to you, by the way. I have two. The one I mentioned earlier. I was always a football and basketball guy. I played my whole life, you know, all the way through school. But I did have a very brief baseball. Well, I played baseball as a kid, but in high school, I had a very brief baseball career. They wanted me to play baseball because I'd played all the way through eighth grade. So I always wanted to catch. I was a first baseman, played in a few games because I was a freshman. I wasn't really with the varsity that much. And finally, the catcher gets sick or injured or something. I forget what it was. I'm starting at catcher. Yes, sir. Let's go. At top of the first inning, I hit a ball that was pretty good, you know, pretty good hit. Should have been a double. I tried to stretch it to a triple. The third baseman is basically waiting for me with the ball.
That's always the worst.
How many outs were there?
I don't remember, but either way, I hadn't even put on the catcher's gear yet.
Well, you know, because the unwritten rule, one of the unwritten rules is
your
first out and last out should not be at third.
Yeah, exactly. It probably was, to be honest. But anyway, I got greedy. And so he was holding the ball up just like waiting for me because I was dead to rights.
Hey, come here.
I was just dead to rights. And so I just put up my fists in front of my face and just like tried to ram the ball free. And I hit both my fists in his face.
Oh. I like the thought, honestly. Maybe not the execution.
We both go tumbling to the ground. I get thrown out of the game. So my catching career, it's like those guys that get called up to the big leagues.
Yes.
And then they never really have an at-bat.
Yes.
I never put on the catcher's gear, ever. That was the end of my baseball career, in essence, for that. So that was one that still haunts me. Like, man, I always want to do that. And then the other one, I've told the story on air before. This was an actual one that was just crushing. I think we were undefeated, going to win the district championship. We ended up losing another game, but I think we were undefeated. If we just beat this team, we're going to district. And that's back in the day when men were men and only one team per school per district went to the playoffs. So right now, second, third, fourth place teams go to playoffs.
Yeah, right.
Back then, one team from each district went. And so it was a fourth and goal, like on the 1 yard line. We tackle the dude. I'm on the bottom of the pile. I see the ball not in front of the goal line, like in front of me. The ball's not reached the goal line,
uh-huh.
But they call a touchdown.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, so we don't go. How about you?
I shared the story earlier of my baseball story. I did everything pretty well in the baseball field except actually hit the ball. I was like a 100 hitter, but my on-base percentage was like 400. I drew so many walks. I was never chasing anything. Anyways, our team was trailing in what was equivalent to the bottom of the eighth. We were down one. I was the number 9 hitter in the lineup, 2 on, 2 out, and my coach told me to intentionally get out so the top of the order could lead off in the last inning. Someone earlier, when I shared that story, asked if we won. We did not win. It didn't work. So take that. I should have gone up there hacking. I could have had a miracle game-tying hit. You never know.
The best part of that story is there were 2 men on base.
Yes. If I drew a walk, the bases are loaded for your leadoff hitter. Like, that's not a terrible situation.
So how did you get intentionally out? What was your strategy?
Oh, yeah.
That's
a good
question.
Did you just hack at the ball and strike out?
Yeah, I guess so. I was just more aggressive because legitimately, I don't know what it was. I was just a terrible – I had a great eye. I didn't chase, but when I did make contact, I never hit the ball well. So, yeah, I think I just went up there and was like, all right, I'm going to be more aggressive this time, and I probably grounded out, probably struck out. Really.
Swing that baby right there.
Yeah. But the story that actually hurts me more was my brother – one of my brothers played college basketball, and so I got my Hartford Whalers shirt on because I'm from Connecticut originally, and – he got to play against UConn, which growing up in Connecticut,
right.
That was the dream.
Mm-hmm.
So we all went to the game. He played for Bryant University, and I wore my Bryant shirt. And so they came up to me and my friend during one of the timeouts. They said, you want to go shoot foul shots, do the foul shooting contest the court during a timeout.
Oh, no.
And I said, sure. At first, they said, you have to take off that shirt and put a UConn shirt on. I said, no. But anyways, I gave in. I switched my shirt because they said, they're going to boo you. I said, that's fine.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was me and one of my friends was with us. Now, of course, this was in our town. They were playing in the Civic Center. We grew up there. So we had like all my brother's friends. We had our family. We had high school teachers. Everyone. It was the big return. My brother coming to play in the Civic Center. I went out there with my buddy on opposite ends of the court, foul shooting contest. He beat me 1-0. I did not make and I played high school basketball. This was during my high school basketball career. But it's different when you're out there on the big court with everybody watching. I bricked so many foul shots. And my buddy, who was a much better player than me, he only made one. He banked it in.
Yeah.
But it was so embarrassing. In front of the whole town, I didn't make a single foul shot. And I think it was like 30 seconds. I went like 0-10.
Before we get to Colin, yours, you got to share the one that we got on the text board earlier. And they're coming in pretty good right now.
Yeah, they are. We'll get to some others, too, if we have the time for it. Let me bring up that other one from earlier. I teased it. And if you stuck around for this long, I love you. From the 832, texted this earlier. They got stranded on second base when they were 6 or 7 years old. Couldn't hold it any longer. Damn those gray baseball pants, they said. I don't know if that's a number 1 or a number 2.
I'm picturing number 2.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm picturing number 2.
Man.
On second base. Colin?
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I got plenty. I mean, I got some sad ones, but, you know, like injuries. Like, if I did not get helmet-to-helmet hit in the back of the head in junior high, I probably would have gone and played in high school, but I got a concussion real bad.
What about heartbreaking? It's going to haunt you.
Heartbreaking? This one time in slow pitch. No, I'm not kidding. I will say, though, I did make this one mistake. I think I was playing second, and it was a routine grounder, and I tried to do the whole not stay down the whole way, like,
yeah,
you know what they say, keep your ass to the grass.
Yeah.
And then I missed it, and we ended up losing that game, and that cost us the...
That was it?
Yeah, it cost us the game because that started like a whole run for
the
team, and
rally.
We didn't repeat back to back slow pitch tournament in Sam Houston record.
So many on the text line. Someone said six of their teammates decided to play a soccer game on acid. He was the keeper, and they lost 12-2.
What? So they're all on acid. Where were they? They were probably just like running in circles. They were running out of bounds.
It was like if you've ever seen 21 Jump Street and Jonah Hill's trying to do the track meet on drugs, and he's just like running around and knocking the baton out of people's hands. Like, what is this guy doing?
And the keeper's
that
getting
was the soccer team.
Pelted with balls. I want to know what that game would have been like had the keeper been on acid.
Oh, my gosh.
Instead of 12-2, it might have been 24-2.
You're not kidding. No, was it Doc Ellis who threw the no-hitter on acid? No, Doc Ellis is on that soccer team.
Mm-hmm. There was, if y'all remember, Packers kicker Chester Marshall, mm-hmm. who admitted to snorting cocaine at halftime.
Chester Marshall.
Yeah, his potential game time field goal or game winning field goal got blocked, sent back to him and ran it in the end zone. He's like, yeah, I wasn't doing that.
Oh my gosh. Scouts in the stands to watch a pitcher I always hit very well. Thought I would make a name for myself, went down on three pitches. That'll do it.
That's tough.
There's the end of your career. Boy, there's some really good ones coming.
There's a lot to keep up with. By the way, that's also the classic one of like, I would have been a star if not for, you know, coach didn't play me. Whatever.
I would have been the greatest baseball player if my knee wasn't messed up.
Yeah.
This one I almost forgive you because this is really hard. And we all, whether we make it or not, get real nervous on this. Eighth grade, breakaway layup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Breakaway layup. There's nobody between you and the basket.
Yep.
And he says, I airballed the finger roll.
Oh, airball.
But I used to get real tight.
Absolutely.
Like, I was never nervous playing basketball, but you have a breakaway?
I missed way too many of those. I don't know if I ever airballed, but I missed way too many break layups.
Well, even guys in college basketball, those guys, they miss layups like you're what? Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
Yeah.
I don't feel bad at all for missing it in rec ball.
Yeah.
252 said, sixth grade little league, I went hitless for the whole season.
Did he get on base, though?
Yeah.
Billy Bean is asking if he got on base.
That's why you got to be like me. I just went up there and never chased.
Keep a good eye. Keep a good eye.
So you, Luke, you were basically a Kevin Youkilis.
That's right. That's what I always said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was the Greek guy. I was the Italian god of walks
in my day.
Eighth grade, hobby middle school. I was in the 400 meter. Did not pick up my legs for the last 100 yards. I get that. That last 100 was rough. Ended up losing the day. Wished to this day I would have high-stepped myself to the win. You couldn't. The 18-wheeler was on your back. The tractor-trailer was on your back. That last 100 was the worst.
Yeah. 619 says, giving up a two-run homer last inning in the playoffs while pitching a one-hitter, we lost 2-1.
Ouch.
One of my best friends, he was the ace of our high school team. Similar story. Playoff game, he had, like a one-hitter going to the last inning, and maybe this is my buddy for all I know. He gave up a home run like the last inning to get knocked out of the playoffs senior year, the last game he ever pitched.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough pill to swallow when you're the pitcher serving it up. Keep the texts coming in, and if they're worthwhile, we'll continue to bring them up. 713-572-4610 is the text line. Which moment from your playing career still haunts you the most? We'll get to more good ones throughout the rest of the show. But when we come back, it's time to go around the NFL here on In the Loop.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.